This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول
الله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله الله
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah عز وجل. And that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwallah azza wa jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes what we fear of him and love of him and hope of him, the taqwa that we have within us, of greater worth in our privacy than what we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. And I pray in beginning as we come to the near conclusion of the last month of Ramadan, the last 10 days in the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the days of past, that their ajr, their reward is established, and Allah puts barakah in the days to come. Allahumma ameen. Entering into the last 10 days of Ramadan with purpose is my discussion with you today, inshallah. For anyone to achieve any type of success in any field, in anything that they put their heart and mind to, there has to be a desire and an intention that precedes it before coming into executing the deed that you see. One of the things we know about the Prophet ﷺ is that Allah placed in him the desire to show us the importance of these last 10 nights of Ramadan. So we hear from the Sahaba so many different reports about so many different behaviors of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these 10 nights. The ulama, they actually identify 6 actions of worship that are intentional and for us to increase our output in these blessed 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. These are 6 actions that are the norm in the month of Ramadan, But in particular, in the last 10, there is evidence that the Prophet ﷺ would couple it with his fasting and his prayer and his reading of the Quran and all of the things that we have alhamdulillah been doing, that there will be a multiplication of the effort. The first and most important of them is a dua. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is the essential of any aspect of worship. When I was heading off to Umrah, many of my students a month or so ago, they said, "Sheikh, you're going to Umrah, please make dua for me. May Allah write for us Hajj and Umrah year after year. Allahumma ameen." As you enter into the month of Ramadan, when you text each other, what did you say in the beginning in your WhatsApp message? Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah give you a blessed Ramadan. All of our greetings are based on dua. The very greeting when you meet me and you meet your fellow Muslim, you say, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." It is a dua. May Allah's peace descend upon you. May Allah's blessing be following with you. May you have what you are seeking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you stand behind me today in salah, the first thing we're going to do is declare that our dua and our nidah is only for Allah. The adhan is a summoning and a call to Allah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Dua is part of any aspect of worship that you do, but most importantly, it must be the first element in your mind of Siyam, and in particular in the last 10 nights. Aisha radiallahu anha, the blessed wife of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother and your mother. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhu, his wives are like unto your own mother. The love and affection you have for your mom, the care and concern you have for her safety, the element of compassion towards her, listening to the advice given, it is meant that we take from them, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, as if we consider them our own family. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ. She notices that his dua is increasing. She says, "O Messenger of Allah, if I do find myself blessed to be in Laylatul Qadr in these last 10 nights, what should I ask for? What do I say?" So he said, a simple formula. Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbu al-afu, fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are the only one who is absolute in pardoning mistakes. Subhanallah. If you, you know, even if you were to insult me or do something that upsets me and I say, I forgive you, something still remains. A percentage still remains in the heart. Our humanness cannot expunge, extinguish, omit, and remove in its entirety as if it never happened. This concept of I forgive and I forgot is not a human condition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what separates him from being just al-ghafoor, who forgives, and being al-afoor, is that it is as if it has not occurred. Subhanallah, al-Imam al-Nawawi, he writes, that in these last 10 nights, this dua, it is where you have wronged someone and you no longer have an ability to find them. They have passed away. Sometimes in our life we have wronged someone, we never meet them again. Sometimes it was an insult exchange, we don't know who they are. Sometimes the person that we wish that we could make it up to is no longer alive. How do you fix that problem? Allahumma innaka afu. So he writes that on the day of judgment, Allah will omit the mistake you've made, and Allah will put reward in the balance of the one you offended that will make him forget your insult. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma innaka afu. Oh Allah, you are the only one who is afu. Tuhibbul afu. You desire for us. You love for us to return to you, seeking you, wanting your pardon. You are the one who waits for us in the day and in the third of the night. You are the one who invites us to make istighfar and tawbah. Innaka afu, tuhibbul afu, fa'fu anni. Make me one of those who you forgive and you pardon and you remove the sin from their record as if it never happened in these blessed 10 nights. That three syllables, three words are the dua of the Prophet. Allahumma innaka afu. تُحِبُّ الْعَبْدِ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Dua therefore becomes intertwined with the pursuit we have. make dua is to join the two levels and types of dua. Anytime you invoke Allah, there are two mechanisms of dua. The first of them is dua al-salam. It's where you honor Allah. Oh Allah, you are Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin. Oh Allah, you are to me, La ilaha illa ant. Notice that the great prophets and messengers of Allah, in their most difficult moments, Yunus alayhi salam, drowning in the water, in the darkness of the night, about to be pulled under by the whale, he doesn't say, Oh Allah, save me from drowning. He doesn't say, Oh Allah, save me from the whale. He doesn't say, Oh Allah, bring me back to shore. He says, La ilaha illa ant. Subhanallah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That's it. فَنَجَيْنَا. So I say, because your admission, Allah is the one you see. When Allah tells us in the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, attached to the verses of Siyam, at the end of the verses of Siyam, Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When they ask you about me, oh Allah, oh Muhammad ﷺ, I'm near them. I am near them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the dua of the one who asked me. It is not the second dua that we're going to talk about now. The dua that is always answered by Allah is where you make tamjeed of Allah. أَثَّنَاءُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. It is not where you're asking things from Allah. Where you ask things from Allah, Allah may not give you what you ask for. Even our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would ask for something and Allah would give him other. The famous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, I asked Allah to protect my ummah from bloodshed, and Allah said no. SubhanAllah, even Habibullah. There are things you may ask for that in the ni'mah and in the hikmah and in the wisdom and the blessing of Allah is not right for you. So the first dua where Allah always answers is the dua where you have praised Allah. Notice the dua of Surah Al-Fatiha. It begins first with Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. In the first 10 words of Surah Al-Fatiha, 7 of them are the name of Allah. 7 of the words in the first 2-3 ayat, 7 of the first 10 words are the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'bud. Then, oh Allah, only you I worship. So make dua a part of your life in these blessed 10 days of Ramadan. The second type of dua is a su'al, where you ask. Don't come to the question without identifying to the one you are asking that you have believed in him alone. Come to Allah through knocking on the door, asking of his permission to request of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you make your su'al, make sure that you balance it in the dunya and in the akhirah, and seek double for your akhirah what you seek for your dunya. This is from Husnul Su'al. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Ask for your dunya, but double for the akhirah. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Double. Your akhirah is the pursuit. It is the مُنْتَهَى. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. Allah is your goal in these blessed 10 nights of Ramadan. Make your dua a part of your life. And I warn you of the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Sahih, the Prophet says, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who isn't doing that second type of dua, the one who isn't regular, asking Allah, asking and begging and turning to Allah for every need they have, it is because of the anger of Allah. Either it settled upon them or arriving to them. غضب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from a heart that is not humbling to Allah and seeking every need from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is to stand before Allah in the night. And even if you don't join a jama'ah, even if it is just 2 rak'ah in your home, even if it's just 2 rak'ah and witr, do not let a night go by in the blessed month of Ramadan, in these last 10 nights, unless you have honored Allah more than the 5 obligatory prayers. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ. The one who stands the entirety of Ramadan every single night, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Because they believe in Allah as being the one who will give and reward. وَاحْتِسَابًا. And because they are counting upon Allah's generosity for them, that they will be forgiven their sins. May Allah make us of them. Then the Prophet ﷺ, in another riwayah, in another hadith, he says, "Man qama laylatal qadr," the one who is blessed to stand before Allah in the night of Qadr. And from the blessing of Allah is that we don't know when it is. Subhanallah. The Prophet was coming out to tell the Sahaba when it is, but they were arguing with each other over something silly. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "It was taken from my heart." And this is one of the downsides of disunity and arguing and bickering in the home. That forgetfulness of righteousness and good things may be taken back. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Search for it in the 21st and 23rd and 24th and 25th and 27th and 29th of the month." It's in the odd winter days in the month of Ramadan. The ulama, they understand this, that it means that it is shifting throughout the 10 nights. And it is a part and parcel of the 10 nights, and it has its auspicious nature with Allah. وَلَا يَعْلَمُ هَا إِلَّا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Its knowledge is not given to anyone until its preceding signs are sent. Sometimes there are visions of the ulama, sometimes there are things that give evidence to it, but no one has qat'is and, you know, surety except the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the only recourse is to put all of our effort in these last 10 nights. And this is from the blessing of Allah upon us, because the habit of a human being is that if I know it's the 25th, well, I won't see you until the 25th, and on the 26th, salamu alaykum, it's already Eid. But the mercy of Allah is great. He seeks us more subhanahu wa ta'ala than we have shown that we seek Him. May Allah return us to Him. Allahumma ameen. So stand each and every night before Allah. And if you are not in the jama'ah, and you do it in your home, your ajr is with Allah, your reward is with Allah. Stand with your wife, stand with your children, make your own jama'ah, even if it is but 2 rak'ah, to earn this great elevation before Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 3, al-mushaf wal-Qur'an. Aqbil ala al-mushaf. Al-Imam al-Zuhri, one of the great muhaddithin, he would close the books of hadith. And he would expel the students of hadith in the month of Ramadan. وَكَانَ لَا يُحَدِّثُ الْقَوْمِ. He would not share any hadith with anyone until the month of Ramadan finished. وَكَانَ يَقْبِلْ عَلَى الْمُصْحَفِ. He would open the Mus'haf and look at it. Keep his eye fixed on it. Even then, it is our aqeedah that النَّظَرْ فِي الْمُصْحَفْ عِبَادَةً. To look into the script of the Qur'an is an act of worship. It is an act of worship just to admire and to gaze into the Mus'haf, even if one is not actively reading. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu anhu, the great keeper of the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who returned to Medina from the Russian borders, from Azerbaijan and Tajikistan, and he returned to Medina and he said to Uthman, radiallahu anhu, who was the Khalifa, أدرك الأمة, save the أمة قبل أن تختلف في كتاب الله اختلاف اليهود والنصارى. It's about to begin disputing with one another over the pronunciation and the reading and the script of the Quran, as has happened to the nations before us. Make a canon for the Quran, make a mushaf that you send to all of the far reaches and send with it the Quran so that the reading is correct. And then he returned. And when Uthman radiallahu anhu made the copies, Zayd ibn Thabit made 6, 7, 8 more copies, sent them to the far reaches. When it reached Azerbaijan, this is a sunnah of the Sahabi, he opened the Mus'haf and he placed his head between it. وَبَكَى وَضَمَّهُ. He kissed it and he hugged it and he said, هَذَا كَلَامُ رَبِّي. Elevated it. Our ulama, they will teach us that you do not, wallah, if you come to my library, it's the same. You do not put the books of hadith above the books of tafsir. Even in your library at home, the books of the Quran are the top. The books of tafsir are above the shelf than the books of hadith. The ulama were those who taught us the etiquette of the Quran. It would be considered immoral for an individual, not a spiritual sin, but a wrong adab of the Quran, to extend your foot towards it. If the Qur'an was placed before you, don't put your feet towards it. This was taught to us, not as a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, but to hold fast to the necessity of honoring the Book of Allah and the tradition that was passed down amongst us. So honor the Mus'haf and turn to it in this month. And if all you can complete in your day and night is one page, one wajh, it is better than none. And if you can finish a surah, it's better than none. If you can finish a juz, it's better than none. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us for every ayah of the Quran a level in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Number four, before we sit for Jilsatul Istiraha, be of those who forgive those who have wronged you in the blessed month of Ramadan. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not love and desire that your Lord will forgive you? Subhanallah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he heard that there was one of the men, one of the people from his extended family who had misspoken about him and about his household and about the household of the Prophet, a believer. And Abu Bakr had been financing this man, had been giving him sadaqah, had been supporting him and his family. He wasn't a person who had enough income for his household. And each and every day, Abu Bakr would give him something and look after him. And when he heard that this man in the hadith of if, in the slander of Aisha radiallahu anha, had said something evil about the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, the daughter of Abu Bakr, he said, Wallahi, I will never give him anything again. So Allah reveals in the Quran, وَلَا يَأْمِنُوا بِفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ. Don't let those who have been blessed in material ways prohibit giving charity even to those who wronged them. يَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you seek the forgiveness of Allah? And I want to put a little caveat here so it's not misunderstood. We are not an ummah that believes forgiving someone is wajib. In our deen, you are able to not forgive someone. But what is better for you? Better for you psychologically, better for your well-being eventually, is that you develop the strength to gain power over the issue, and you be the one in the upper hand to forgive in your heart between Allah. A person can forgive you but still take you to court because you did not repay their money. SubhanAllah. You might borrow from me $10,000, my brother, and you're supposed to pay it back and you don't, and you 5 years. So I take you to court. But in my heart, I might forgive you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I will pursue justice. Pursuing justice does not mean I cannot forgive you in my heart, and I pray that if you are ill, that I will come visit you. If your daughter is getting married, I will bring a gift. If you are unwell, I will visit you in the hospital. If you die, I will come to your janazah. These are the haqq of a Muslim on a Muslim. But open your heart. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not see that Allah forgives us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That if you show mercy to those who live with you on this earth, the one above the heavens will grant you his mercy. May Allah grant us his mercy and emancipation in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ij'alna utaqa'a min al-nar. Oh Allah, free our necks from the hellfire, ya arhamar rahimin. Make us from those who in these last 10 nights our names are written here in the deen, that we are elevated from ever being and tasting the punishment of Jahannam. Allahumma ameen. Oh Allah, forgive us the sins that bring down your anger, ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us the sins that we know and that which we don't know, those that are public and private in our lives, ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the love and the tradition of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadha wa sallu ala al-habib Muhammad. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إطعام الطعام, feeding people. Some people, they get confused with this. Feeding people is not necessarily feeding poor people. You inviting me to your home, me inviting you to mine, one of us may be wealthier than the others, we still get the reward of feeding people in Ramadan. Do not ever assume that إطعام الطعام in the month of Ramadan, I just have to give people who have less than me. This is another aspect of our religion. To give a mu'min iftar, to share food and break bread with another believer in your presence or outside your presence, is a confirmed sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And it's one of the things that as a Muslim is a right of another Muslim that you do not say no unless there is reason. That if you invite me and I don't have a reason, as a part of my deen, I am compelled to visit. But if I have a reason, then it is different. And we should be of those who open our hearts to more than just those who are culturally similar to us. Those who are friends of us. Those who we have vested interests in. Subhanallah, you might be praying with us here each and every night, and there's this beautiful brother. He doesn't speak your ethnic language. He doesn't come from your background. He's not in your field or industry. There's no reason for you and him to be attached except that you both pray together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you just turn to the brother tonight and you say, Salaamu alaikum ya akhi, would you like to bring your family over to have dinner with us? I'm your brother Yahya. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal act of ibadah. There was a Persian man who had entered into Islam, who was a slave, who was poor in the Medina of the Prophet ﷺ. He had not yet learned to speak Arabic, but he knew how to cook nice, delicious Persian food, mashallah. So he wants to impress Rasulullah ﷺ, wants to build love between him and the Messenger ﷺ. So he comes to the Prophet ﷺ, speaking in sign language to him. He's been saving as much money as he can to buy enough to cook for Rasulullah ﷺ. So he invites the Prophet. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he's coming, the Prophet says to him, me and my wife, me and Aisha, and the man panics. He only has enough. He was a slave. He only has enough for Rasulullah. He was going to eat one or two bites and leave it for the messenger. And he says, La ya Rasulullah, I don't have enough. So the Prophet is istahdhana min Aisha. He asks Aisha radiallahu anha, do you permit me to go? Because it's her haq. This is her husband. Do you allow me to go? She said, go ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet sits and it's delicious and mashallah. A couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks later, the man comes back and he says, oh messenger of Allah, I've cooked for you. The Prophet says, no, me and her? He says, yes, yes, I know your condition, Ya Rasulullah. It'am al-ta'am, build love, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our home to people who are diverse, allow us to experience more than what we know of each other. Allahumma ameen. Finally, as-sadaqa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, was-sadaqa tu burhan. Charity is evidence. Subhanallah, imagine you're coming to court, and the judge is going to say, where's your evidence? So in the court of Allah, on the day of judgment, your evidence, Ya Rab, here is my salah. Here is my shade. Here is my protection. Here is how I showed that I trusted your qadr. That I believe that what I give in your way will not be removed from my estate and my wealth. And the words of the Prophet ﷺ are true. مَا نَقَسَ مَالِ مِنْ صَدَقَةً. Wealth is never depleted when you give it in it for those who are in need of it. The Prophet ﷺ, of the first instruction in the Qur'an and the first punishments of the Qur'an are allocated to those that when the yateen is seeking, when the need, they turn away from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a condition of the life of the Prophet ﷺ. وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَنْهَى. Don't turn away from the one who is in need. Don't turn away from the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ, the one who's sa'il, the one who's asking, don't just turn as if you don't see him. One of the terrifying verses in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of judgment, تُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَابُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَذُهُورُهُمْ, that their gold that they used to hoard and keep from paying its zakah, keep from giving to those who are in need, it will be used to sear their forehead, then their sides, and then their back. The Imams of Tafsir, they say, because when a person sees, when their heart is closed, when they see somebody coming to ask them, they frown. It shows in your face, don't talk to me, don't ask me again. And then if the person, you know, you frown, but they're still coming, so you turn. Junubuhum. And then you still see them and they come and ask you and you turn your back on them. Dhuhuruhum. Each and every movement is categorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let in your wealth in these 10 nights be enough for you and your home and others. Do not let anyone who you hear of in our community or abroad of us that you can assist, even if it is a dollar, my brother. It is better in evidence for you in the court of Allah than to show up and say, I did nothing and I held everything just for myself and my future worry. Subhanallah. What is it that keeps a person from giving is that they're thinking of tomorrow that is not guaranteed for them. Wallahi, it is not guaranteed for you and I, Ya Abdullah. Our great teachers, they used to, wallahi, some of our teachers, they would give everything they had at the end of every day once their needs were met. And they left nothing in the dunya except their good deeds that we still recount and that we still remember. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us in this dunya and akhirah. May Allah give us the joys of the dunya, the blessings of the dunya. May we have luxury items in our life. May we be blessed with happiness and open homes. Min as-sa'ada, from the four joys, the Prophet a big house and good food and nice clothing and to enjoy yourself. None of that is wrong. But don't make it on account of you not sharing and giving concern to others. May Allah make us as Anas radiallahu anhu described our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the last 10 nights, the Prophet was quicker in his spending charity than the wind that moved through Al-Madinah. The wind that comes, you know, when it was breezy last night, and it just brings and puts all the leaves and everything, just everywhere, reaches everywhere. The wind comes through all the crevices. Even you lock your door, it comes under the door. The wind blows the khayr. May your khayr reach every crevice in the life of the yatama and the orphans and the masakeen. It is not for any reason that when you are unable to fast, wa it'amu miskeen. If you can't fast, what do? You give to the one who doesn't have, that you give them enough, that may Allah strengthen you because you've strengthened them. May Allah allow us to fulfill these six essential a'mal in the blessed month and in the blessed end of the month of Ramadan. صلوا على محمد وعلى آله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept from us our month of Ramadan, to accept even our fasting and our siyam and our qiyam. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept even our salah and our qiyam and layla prayers, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us of those who are blessed to witness Laylatul Qadr. Oh Allah, make us from those who stand before you on Laylatul Qadr. Make that night of 1,000 months better in our scales than if we had not missed it, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who recite the Quran and continue with our dua, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make our food enough for ourselves and our families and our neighbors and our community, ya Allah. Oh Allah, put in our heart the desire to give charity, ya Allah. And help us be of those who fulfill the needs of those we know and those we don't, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us from those who are compassionate and forgiving those who have erred before us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, those who have wronged us, allow us to have the ability to forgive them, ya Arhamar Rahimin. And allow us to be forgiven by those we have offended knowingly and unknowingly, ya Arhamar Rahimin. Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadan minna. Allahumma taqabbal fihi siyamana wa salatana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana. Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadan. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم تب علينا يا تواب اللهم تب علينا يا تواب برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا تراصوا شعوا في صلاتكم humble yourselves to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله. والضحى
والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
For those who may not be praying with the Salat of Taraweeh, not tomorrow, but the coming Saturday, not this Saturday, the Saturday after, April 30th, inshallah, we will have a Taraweeh with family night, inshallah. We'll have some nice things for the children, some nice food after Salat of Taraweeh. Join us, inshallah, the Adhan is at 7:30. Make the Salat, inshallah, a wajib for including the Taraweeh. And join us with the dua, inshallah, that the Sheikh Mu'taz and our brothers with the meeting us, our young commands, inshallah. We look forward to having you here after Salah.
denying for him in the name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Also, please do visit the Madinah Shopping Center. Our display is there. It's beautiful, mashallah. Some of our work is displayed there. Yaqumayya's work is there. So, mashallah. Well done. Allahumma barik.
Yeah. So let's just go.